Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Wednesday, August 11th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Public cloud pushback highlighting the next opportunity. Google's remote pay disparity and Jedi 2.0. This is the Business of Tech. Survey data from Arlington Research says that nearly three quarters, 72%, of organizations required repatriation of applications for performance and/or costs. And for 41% of respondents, businesses migrated applications to the public cloud that should have stayed on-premise. Analysts in the CIO Dive article cite four main reasons. Cost savings projected by cloud providers that went unrealized, applications that required modernization to benefit from cloud-native capabilities, which can be expensive and time-consuming, the internal IT team lacking readiness to support workloads in the cloud, and applications in the cloud increasing data ingress cost and latency issues. So, in that context, let's look at Gartner's data on trends in public cloud. The analyst predicts public cloud will account for more than 45% of all enterprise IT spending by 2026. It's 17% this year. There are four trends driving this: the cloud ubiquitiness, regional cloud ecosystems, sustainability, and cloud infrastructure and platform services automated infrastructure. Some of this is linked to the pandemic, but the analyst notes specifically that cloud ubiquity was true pre-pandemic. A key point, the boundaries between those systems will disappear. Thus, our last data of the day is MuleSoft's 2021 IT and Business Barometer Report. Quoting ZDNet, IT and business alignment has improved for the majority of organizations, 87%, over the past 12 months. 43% say it has improved significantly. According to the report, COVID-19 has sparked a new focus on business agility. More than three quarters, 78% of organizations say improving business agility is extremely important to remain competitive in the future. That builds benefits: improved collaboration, operational efficiency, and better customer experience. And the challenges are integration issues, which about a third of organizations say have increased significantly, as well as security, governance, and a lack of business process skills. So why do we care? Might be tempting to read too much into the issues with cloud migrations highlighted by the research for those who still might be cloud skeptics. Resist. Those issues highlighted are the problems IT providers should focus on solving for customers, because Gartner's prediction doesn't say a move away from public clouds, and MuleSoft's gives direction on where to go. Internal teams often do lack the readiness to manage the cloud. A lift and shift approach rarely works. And finally, integration, that huge challenge. And everything here is a list of opportunities. Offerings here are the clear needs. Everything screams business results, too. Here are the buyer's reasons to focus on in your solutions. Address these. Reuters is reporting that after examining Google's pay calculator, employees based in the same office before the pandemic could see different changes in pay if they switched to working from home permanently, with longer commuters hit harder. The article highlights that Facebook and Twitter had similar cuts, and smaller companies like Reddit and Zillow have shifted to location-agnostic pay models, citing advantages on hiring, retention, and diversity. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has established a vaccine mandate for all employees, contractors, and visitors. Dell has delayed reopening their office openings due to the number of COVID-19 cases cited across its office locations. The company has not announced a position on vaccine mandates. Why do we care? Besides updating on the landscape, I want to highlight that space where in a highly competitive hiring market, smaller companies can thrive. Big tech's decisions to try and squeeze on pay because they can, as they clearly don't have to, just feels unwise in the current landscape. That's the takeaway. There's something else to offer to stay competitive. Ready for Jedi 2.0? Microsoft and Amazon are fighting again over a government deal, this time codenamed Wild and Stormy. It's another $10 billion cloud contract, this time around processing and analytics for the National Security Agency. NextGov is highlighting analysis by Bloomberg Government, which notes that Amazon is the cloud provider to beat and Microsoft is still playing catch-up. Now, why do we care? When you get to a certain size, there in order to maintain growth, a company has to be entering into bigger and bigger markets. And for Amazon and Microsoft, federal government work is one of those big industries. Healthcare is another example. So we care to watch which industries the public cloud providers are expanding into. The drama doesn't hurt for sure, but there's actual reasons to watch this space. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I will be back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach
to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.